interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, I really don't have any plans to go to India, but if I do, remind me to stay healthy at all times because the medical examiners there are a little anxious to put you in a box. A guy in a traffic accident was declared dead, and then he woke up later in the night in the morgue. And he was in a motorcycle accident, and they just put this guy in the freezer, the morgue. And so they call the family and say, yeah, come on down here and identify him. He's dead. So they come down there and they take a look at the 45-year-old guy.
And they pulled the whole thing out of the wall and.
Yeah. He was in the slab, man.
Yeah.
He was in the drawer. He was, I guess he was struck by the motorcycle. And he was declared dead on arrival at a private medical facility. And then emergency medical officer examined him, did not see any signs of life, and said, he's dead. So they put him in the freezer until his relatives arrived, and it took his relatives 6 hours to get there. Well, they must have thought he's dead. We
stop off, get some coffee, or, you know.
So, and the police came, too. The police showed up, too, with the family because there was some paperwork that had to be filled out for the autopsy. And the sister-in-law's with the group of family there, and she's the one who notices as they, you know, pull out the drawer, hey, looks like he's still moving a little bit to me. Look, he wants to say something.
I'm cold. Yeah.
Anybody got a sweater? He's breathing, said the sister-in-law. And sure enough, he was. Apologies from the medical examiner. And he said, yeah, I checked multiple times. There was no pulse there. There was no sign of life. So lawyers are now getting involved on that.
We'll go to Naples, Florida, Thursday afternoon. When a bizarre scene went down. If it's I can't believe it's news, the trouble usually can start when you're already in the back of a cop car. A BMW was pulled over, and two 24-year-olds are in there, Summer Watkins and her boyfriend, Jordan. And to separate them, to kind of investigate the guy driving, they take her and put her in the back of a cop car. Well, then they go to talk to him and everything, and then they go to talk to, you know, the other cops are talking to another car. And she says, yells out to her boyfriend, we should make an OnlyFans video back here. So her boyfriend goes and joins her in the back of the police car.
Explain to us what, I've heard of OnlyFans. What is that?
It's like where you can log on and you pay a little bit, I think, and you can see girls do different things.
It's like an X-rated type site. Okay.
So whether it's with themselves or other people. And apparently she wanted to have this done in the back of the police car. She wanted to sing some karaoke, if you're following me.
Okay.
So she starts singing some karaoke and the whole deal. He's recording that on his phone while that's happening and live streaming that, you know. And then she's like, that all gets finished up. The cops come back and they end up reviewing the in the backseat camera that they have of the cop car. And they can see everything that just went down, literally. And so now both of them have been arrested. She's already, they actually took her back and dropped her off. They were going to drop her off at a gas station because she wasn't in any trouble. He was the one with the license problem. They went and dropped her, dropped her off at the gas station. But then when they reviewed the video footage from inside the car, they're like, wait a minute. They went back and got her for lewd and lascivious behavior.
Let's keep her. And let's handcuff her.
Yes, next
make sure
time.
Hands are behind her back.
I don't know if that would have stopped
time.
Her, John.
Yeah, maybe not.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
All right, let's have the emergencies that were going on out on Whidbey Island here. Beginning on Wednesday, September 29th, 3:10 p.m., undisclosed location. 911 caller says, I'm looking for the state of Oklahoma.
I know what state he was in.
Friday, October 1st, 6:43 p.m., Goss Lake Road. 911 caller says, law enforcement are in airplanes right now taking pictures of my bathroom.
I know what he was doing in his bathroom, too.
Saturday, October 2nd, 4:48 a.m., Stremler Road. 911 caller says, there's a strange guy in a red bathrobe sitting in my room.
And his bathrobe is open.
Tuesday, October 5th, 5:34 p.m., Clinton. 911 caller says, there's a woman walking backwards with her arms folded. Tuesday, October 5th, 8:25 p.m., Trisha Lane. 911 caller says, my roommate bit me. And finally, Wednesday, October 6th, 12:29 p.m., Main Street. 911 caller says, there's a bearded man in a Toyota going to town on himself, and he's got the window rolled down.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take him in.